Creative viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. In today's show, we are delighted to present the conclusion of our two-part series introducing hangar prosthetics and orthotics and the amazing story of Winter the Dolphin. In December 2005, at just 3 months old, Winter was found caught in a crab trap in Mosquito Lagoon off the coast of Florida, USA. Badly wounded, she was moved to Clearwater Marine Aquarium in Clearwater, Florida, which specializes in the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of marine life. The team at the aquarium worked night and day to help Winter recover from her injuries, and over time she began to improve. Sadly, Winter had to have her tail amputated due to it having no blood circulation while she was trapped. She is now a permanent resident at the aquarium, as she would not be able to survive on her own in the ocean. Winter's story came to the attention of expert prosthetist Kevin Carroll, Vice President of Prosthetics at Hangar Prosthetics and Orthotics. Mr. Carroll's heart went out to the young dolphin, and he decided to help her by creating a prosthetic tail, something that had never been attempted before.
I was listening to a radio show, and you know, they talked about this little dolphin that had lost its tail. And I was thinking, you know, we do prosthetics for people, why not a tail for a dolphin?
Mr. Carroll worked closely with the aquarium staff, as well as Dan Stremka, a fellow prosthetist and prosthetic user himself. After encountering challenges due to the complex nature of how dolphins swim and their highly sensitive skin, the team developed a new material called Winter's Gel, a soft silicone gel.
We really felt that we had to come up with something very, very good, very comfortable for her to wear. So we came up with a gel material, real soft, jelly-like material that's very flexible, very elastic. When we put it on her body, it protects her. So we applied the prosthetic device over the gel material, and then another gel that goes over the prosthesis that locks it into place. So we have full suction. As a result, she has full motions. It's just incredible to watch her in the water and see her happy, smiling little face with this prosthetic tail. It's just awesome.
And can you tell me how you first came up with the concept for Winter's Gel?
When we work with our patients, you know, we use all sorts of soft materials, and there is gels out there that we've worked on and put on Winter, and some of them she just didn't like the feel of them. How did we know that? Well, again, reading her body language, we also used tomography to see what the reaction of her skin was and the temperature of her skin with the various materials. So as a result, you know, we went and worked with one of our chemical engineers who also develops gel materials and said, you know, what do you think? And he came up with a softer, tackier material for us. As a result of that, we found ourselves, you know, being able to fit her with this material. She was not rejecting it. So she was very positive about the whole experience of her new gel.
Wearing a prosthetic limb can be uncomfortable, as the device may stretch and or rub the user's delicate skin and any scar tissue present. Winter's Gel creates a soft, smooth cushion, which greatly enhances the artificial limb's comfort and support. The product has given new hope to children and adult amputees around the world. Some, like a little girl named Megan, have visited Winter and found strength and determination through her loving presence.
We had kids that would hear about Winter the Dolphin and say, you know, I can't walk in my prosthetics. Could I get that same gel that Winter is using?
Sure.
And as a result, they're now walking today because of it. And also adults, all sorts of people are using Winter's gel today. There's a little girl, and as a baby, she was burned. She really grew up without wearing a prosthesis because of these burns. She could not tolerate it. I met her in California, and I said, Megan, you know, have you heard about Winter the Dolphin? And she says, no. And I said, this is a dolphin, lost her tail, and she's swimming and doing really good. We have this really neat gel. So instantly, she's like, wow, I want to meet this dolphin. Right. So we got her to meet Winter the Dolphin, and she was so inspired that she wanted Winter's gel. She wanted to wear her prosthesis, and today, a year and a half later, she's flying around on her prosthetic leg. Winter was so inspiring to her. You know, that Winter like almost reached out to her and said, come on, you can do this too. But in that non-verbal communication way, it was just a gentle approach from Winter to her. And who knows the psychological bond that took place there. But because of Winter, she's actually walking.
That's amazing.
Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics participates in disaster relief efforts and has made Winters Gel prosthetic liners available to victims.
When the earthquake happened in Haiti, we felt as a company, you know, we got to go down and help them. These people are our neighbors. And still today, we have clinicians on the ground down there. But we've helped a lot of people. We've fit almost 1,000 people with prosthetic limbs down there. We've used all sorts of materials, and from time to time, we've even used Winters Gel down there.
Aside from benefiting human prosthetic users, working with Winter has also helped Mr. Carroll and his team in their work with other animal co-inhabitants.
We've worked with other little animals, like little birds. People call us and say, you know, my little dog needs something. And I actually had a bird last week that we used some of the gel on. And, you know, it's great to see it. And Winter has really helped and given back a lot to her fellow animals.
What advice does Mr. Carroll offer to people who may have an animal companion who may benefit from a prosthetic device?
I think, you know, to reach out to maybe a prosthetist, a person like myself in their own area, and, you know, talk and see, you know, is there anything that can be done for their particular animal. And, you know, we as humans, we love to give back, we love to help, and, you know, we see a little dog coming into the office, we're like, wow, why not put a little prosthesis on them?
The inspiring story of Winter led to the production of a 3D Hollywood feature film from Warner Brothers starring award-winning American actors Morgan Freeman, Harry Connick Jr., and Ashley Judd. The film, released in 2011, was filmed in Florida and also stars Winter as herself. The film has touched people around the globe who find hope and courage from Winter's perseverance and determination.
The movie Dolphin Tale is very true to real life. So it's awesome to see that here's a movie portraying what we do every day and how we help our patients every day. I've been hearing from people all across the country, actually all across the world, people have went to this movie and said, wow, I had no idea what kind of work you guys are doing. It gives you a whole new appreciation of, you know, people with physical challenges.
When I read that last page that this was a true story, I was like, wow, I really want to be in this movie.
And that's Winter. She really seems to respond to you. Maybe she's not giving up after all.
This I made up from parts from an old Buick. It's a little stiff, but it should work until the real parts are made.
Every aquarium in the country says it's hopeless.
Well, they haven't met Winter yet.
Do you think Winter remembers things? Like the ocean? Family?
That a group of benevolent individuals is working together to aid Winter is heartwarming and serves as an important reminder that humanity must take steps to protect all our animal co-inhabitants. The simplest measures are embracing an organic vegan diet and safeguarding animals from dangerous pollution such as plastic that litter our land and oceans. Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken on many occasions regarding how our civilization, technologies, and planet will rapidly advance if humankind always shows compassion to the animals, as in this excerpt from an August 2008 video conference held in South Korea.
But just to be vegetarian, just to be compassionate to all other beings, just to stop all the killing, you know? At least the animals, just to stop killing animals and eating them. Just be vegetarian. Our destiny will change. The destiny of the population of the planet will change. And we can save the planet. Not only we can save this planet, the planet will be more beautiful, more developed. People will live in more peace and harmony, happiness, and abundance of all the necessities that they need. And we will develop more and more that we could never imagine. We develop more extraordinary technologies. We will visit more extraordinary planets in far distant, billions of light years ahead. If we change our destiny by being compassionate, loving, and kind to our fellow human beings as well as fellow animals, beings, our planet will change completely. You could not imagine. what heaven it would be on earth if all turned to vegetarianism.
Our sincere thanks, Kevin Carroll and staff of Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, for working with Winter and developing beneficial new prosthetic technology that aids both animals and humans. Also, thank you, Clearwater Marine Aquarium, for ensuring the splendid story of Winter continues to be shared with the public and providing her with a wonderful home. For more information on Hanger Prosthetics and Orthotics, please visit www.hanger.com. Find out more about Winter and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium at www.seawinter.com. Tender viewers, it was a pleasure to have your company today on Golden Age Technology. Next on Supreme Master Television is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after Noteworthy News. May we all be elevated through loving interaction with our cherished animal friends.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.